title, Knowing Your Value, written by Kent Williams. So don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God, our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us His true word, and we, out of all creation, became His prized possession. That's from James chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. This life we are given is so precious. I think about my life. There are moments of happiness in where things have gone well. There are other moments of sadness and grief. There are achievements and disappointments and successes and failures. It is fair to say that life is indeed a roller coaster. However, God has been a constant through all of it. But if He is truly in control, why are there so many ups and downs? Can't there just be a level of consistency that one might consider normal? The answer to the question is emphatically no. The good times are those where we enjoy God's blessings. The bad times are when God is shaping us for His will to be done. You see, when we take life as a gift, all that comes with it is of value. When my teenage daughter is pushing every button to get a rise out of me, or my wife is asking the same question for the third time, somehow I find joy because I love them so much. It does not mean it is not a temporary source of irritation. It means that there is a bigger picture to focus on, and if I am not careful, one can let the moment overwhelm the reality. Jesus talks about this when He refers to storing our riches in heaven. See Matthew 6, verses 20 through 21. We can easily get caught up into those things that are worldly and focus on those things as what we value. However, God does not value our possessions. He values us. And no matter how we may resist, defy, or challenge Him, we are still valued to Him. We are God's most prized possession. Last week, I spoke of the prodigal son realizing he was lost as part of his and our journey of faith. Today, we are to realize who we are to God, and as such, we must value all that He values. One of the reasons Jesus said part of the greatest commandment is we are to love our neighbors as ourselves is to acknowledge how valued we are to Him. Our self-worth is not based on our sense of indulgence or vanity. Instead, it is the worth God places on us. Not some parts of us, not most of us, all of us. As such, we are to value God above all, as Deuteronomy 6, verse 5 says, "And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength." This requires our taking God's word to heart. This is where the real struggle often occurs. Our goal is to have a willingness to engage the struggle within prayerfully. It is a struggle because we will often not agree with what the Word says. But if we are willing to acknowledge the greater value of a closer relationship with God, we agree it is worth it. You are worth so much to God. So much so that even as we do not meet God's standard, He sent His Son Jesus Christ to fix it. In prophesying the coming of Jesus, Zechariah said, "Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because He has visited and redeemed His people. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of His servant David, just as He promised through His holy prophets long ago." That's from Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 70. We are redeemed from sin because he loves us so. Let us work to return the favor by loving him and others as his most prized possessions. What reassurance do you have knowing your worth to God? How can you insist a sense of God's value in others? My prayer is that we know our value to God. Amen.